reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. MashaAllah, today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, an enlightening one actually, and that is an irreplaceable blessing. Yes. And as we journey along through this episode, we will come to understand and realize what do we mean by an irreplaceable blessing. Before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, we are discussing this topic, an irreplaceable blessing. And by that I mean our parents. Yes, our parents, dear viewers of Madani Channel, they are a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are actually a very big support in our life. You know, they are the ones who stand by us in every affliction, problem, calamity, difficulty, and sadness that children may be in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed parents with a very, very high rank, a very high status. You know, in the Holy Quran, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you and I to treat our parents nicely after commanding to worship Him. And that is why in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Rabb has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him and treat parents with goodness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allama Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he says that when parents become weak, their body parts are left with no power in them, and they are left weak with you in their last days the way you were powerless with them in your infancy. So do not say any such thing from your tongue that would express them from being a burden on you. Do not scold them, nor speak to them loudly, but rather children should speak to them, to their parents, with respect, with manners, the way a servant and a slave speaks to their master. So we need to treat our parents gently and politely. Treat them with compassion, with affection, even when you are tired, because they brought you up with affection at the time when you were powerless. You couldn't do anything. And more so, don't be stingy in buying them what they need. To cut the long story short, no matter how much we exaggerate in treating parents nicely and serving them in this world, we can never ever pay back the favor of our parents. And in the Holy Quran, we see also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when we took a covenant from the children of Israel that worship no one but Allah and be good to parents. Here again, Imam Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he says, after commanding to worship Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala commanded to treat parents nicely. And from this, we find out that serving parents is essentially and extremely important. Treating parents nicely, what does that mean? It means that that you should not utter or do any such thing that would hurt them. Shall not deny serving them physically and financially. A child should be there when they need him. If parents command him to leave nawafil in order to serve them, then the child must leave the nawafil because serving them is superior to nawafil. But when it comes to fara'id acts, those acts that are wajib, and this cannot be left upon the command of the parents. Subhanallah. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught you and I so many different ways of treating our parents nicely, lovingly, with love and muhabba. For instance, we should speak to our parents, we should love them from the bottom of our heart. We should speak respectful words to dignify them, and we shall keep on striving to please them. Whatever wills they have left after their demise, we will try to fulfill that. And also, most importantly, if our parents have passed away, then we should do isal thawab through reciting Fatiha, giving sadaqah, and reciting the Holy Quran. Visit the graves. Yes, every week try and visit the graves. And another fact that is counted as treating parents nicely is that if they are indulged in sins or any sort of heresy, then one shall keep making the efforts of bringing them towards the right beliefs with politeness. This is very, very important. So these ayat, verses, hadith, it highlights the dignity, grandeur, the rank and the status of parents. So we should appreciate our parents, remember the favors, and avoid such things that would displease them. Look after them in every way. Treat them nicely, fulfill their permissible needs. And you know, they get afflicted with so many diseases, right? Especially old age. They get afflicted with so many diseases, and at such times, even their own blood relatives become strangers. Now the old age of parents, it puts a person into test and trial. And at times, a parent gets sick, they get ill with different various types of diseases in their old age. And due to this, you know, children normally get agitated, children normally get fed up. But remember that serving parents, even in these kind of circumstances, it is mandatory. Yes, no matter how irritable parents become due to the old age and diseases, no matter how much they argue, how much they quarrel without any reason and stress you out, still, you need to observe only patience, and it is mandatory to respect and dignify them. Yes, this is the test, you know, let alone being rude to them or scolding them off, etc. One, a child should not even say oof in front of them. Otherwise, a child can suffer loss and become deserving of destruction in both worlds. One who hurts the feelings of their parents gets humiliated in this world as well as becomes deserving of the punishment in the hereafter. Now, if parents, they command you to perform something that is against the Sharia, like to shave your beard, etc., then in this case, Sharia has forbidden you to fulfill the command because it is not permissible to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to obey creation. And the Quran teaches us as well, wherein is mentioned the translation of this ayah, is that we have emphasized upon man to show kindness towards his parents. And if they strive to make you ascribe a partner with me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about which you do not have any knowledge, then do not obey them. Only towards me is your return, so I will inform you of what you used to do. Allah Akbar. Here again, under the commentary of this ayah, it's mentioned that this ayah, it was revealed for Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His mother, just to give you a little backstory, his mother was Hamna bin Abi Sufyan bin Umayya bin Abdi Shams. And Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to treat his parents very, very, very nicely. And when he accepted Islam, his mother said, "What new things have you done?" She said, "If you do not let it go, then I will neither eat nor drink to the extent that I will die and you will remain humiliated forever and will be called the murderer of your mother." Then the mother of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, For one day she did not eat, neither did she drink, nor did she sit in the shade. And due to this, she became weak. Then she spent another day and night in the very same state. Then Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to her and he said, "Oh my mother, even if you have 100 lives and every single life ends one by one, I will still not leave my religion. It is up to you whether you eat or not." And when she became disappointed from Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he will not abandon his religion, then she started to drink and eat. Upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah and commanded to treat parents nicely. And if they command you to commit kufr and shirk, commit disbelief and ascribe partners to Allah ta'ala, then it shall not be obeyed. This is very important to keep in mind. And we see the other aspect is, what should children do if parents fight with each other? What should the child do? And for the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he said, the summary of what he said is that if parents have a fight, then one shall neither be on the side of the mother nor on the side of the father. No, he says that it shouldn't be the case that out of the love for the mother, one treats his father harshly and hurting the father's feelings, answering him rudely or talking to him disrespectfully by staring into his eyes. All of these, they are haram acts and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it's not permissible at all for children to be on the side of one of the parents. Both of them are his paradise and hell. Whoever he hurts, he will be deserving of the hellfire. Wal'ayyadu billah. So obeying someone in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not permissible. For example, the mother wants the son to harm his father in any way. And in case the son does not agree to do so, that is, he does not agree to be harsh to the father, then the mother will get displeased. Then he shall let his mother get displeased and not listen to her in this matter at all. And similarly, the child will not listen to his father if he wants him to do the same for his mother. And how Islamic scholars have divided this is that the mother has priority in being served, whereas dignity lies more for the father, because he is the master of even his mother. Allahu Akbar. So we come to know that if parents command to do something impermissible, then do not listen to them. If you obey them in impermissible things, then you will become a sinner. For example, parents instruct you to lie or leave salah, then do not listen to them at all in these matters. Now, no matter how displeased they get, you would not be considered to be disobedient. However, if you do listen to them, then you will definitely be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, if parents, you know, get divorced and the mother insists so much and commands her children not to meet their father, the children shall not obey this command. The children will have to meet the father as well as serve him. As although the parents have been separated, but the relationship with the children, it remains as it was before. The rights of parents are still binding upon the children. In views of Madani Channel, you know, the way we have been emphasized in the Quranic ayat to treat our parents nicely. Similarly, we have been commanded in the ahadith to be kind to our parents and respect them. So we shall try our utmost to please our parents, because the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala lies in their pleasure. And the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala lies in their displeasure. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that a person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have upon their children?" And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Huma jannatuka wa naruka," that they both are your paradise and hell. Now this means that you will attain paradise by pleasing them and become deserving of hell if you displease them. Allahu Akbar. Once a companion came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to go and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And I have come in your court to ask for some advice, to consult with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you have a mother, this companion? He said, yes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that falzamha fa innal jannata tahta rijlayha. That makes serving her obligatory upon yourself, because Jannah, paradise, lies under her feet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, du'as of parents, they are accepted in the favor of their children. So keep them happy, serve them a lot, and get their du'as, because their pleasure can be a means of protection of your iman, and their displeasure can be a means of destruction of your iman. You know, one who obeys their parents always remains happy and prosperous. Wherever he may be in the world, he obtains the blessings of the du'as of his parents. Allahu Akbar. Now there's one beautiful narration wherein it says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that when children look at their parents with a merciful sight, with a merciful gaze, Allah Ta'ala writes the reward of Hajj Mabrur, accepted Hajj, for every such sight. And the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, they ask that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if someone looks at them 100 times a day? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am, Allahu Akbar wa atyab. That yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and atyab, the purest. Subhanallah. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. You know, Allah ta'ala can bestow as much reward as He wills. Allah ta'ala is not helpless or powerless at all. So if someone looks at his parents with the sight of love and muhabbah 1,000 times a day, let alone 100, Allah ta'ala will grant him the reward of 1,000 accepted Hajj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. No, honestly speaking, there are loads of rights of parents, and one cannot fulfill them, you know, duly. So one companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there were such scorching stones on a path that if a piece of meat was placed over them, it would get cooked. He says that I carried my mother on my shoulders and walked over them for 6 miles. Have I been free from the rise of my mother? You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the pain of contractions she went through while giving birth to you, it perhaps would be the expiation for one of those contractions. Allahu Akbar. So the use of mothering, you know, parents always think good of the children. They want to do a lot for the children, but at times the circumstances do not allow them to do so. Someone's old father would still be working as a labor instead of resting in order to earn a livelihood for his house. The mother, on the other hand, despite facing various illnesses, still cannot afford her medicine, but sacrifices her rest and helps the father by sewing clothes until late night, so that the basic necessities of the house can be fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. You know, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abu Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that a young man is facing the time of his death and he has been persuaded to recite the ghanima, but he is unable to do so. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that, did he not used to recite the kalima during his lifetime? The people said that, yes, why not? He definitely used to do that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then what has stopped him from reciting the kalima at the time of his death? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to that young man and said, oh young man, say la ilaha illallah. And this young man, he said that I'm unable to say this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why? Why can't you say it? And this young man, he said that I was disobedient to my mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, is your mother alive? This young man, he said, yes. So he His mother now was brought in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, "Is he your son?" She said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her that if a huge fire was lit and you were told that if you don't get pleased with him, then this young man will be thrown into it, then what would you do? The mother, she said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I will forgive him." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "Then make Allah ta'ala and us your witness and say that you are pleased with him." And she said that, "I am pleased with my son." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that young man, "Say la ilaha illallah." And he said, "La ilaha illallah." And upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. And he said that all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who saved him from the fire for my sake. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So can we see you, Mr. Madani? We all want a death with iman. We all want a good end, a good death. No one wants a bad death. And one of the ways in order for you and I to have a good death is to respect and love our parents. And ulama ikram, they've mentioned that disobedience towards one's parents, it can lead to a bad death. So we should refrain from disrespecting them. We should refrain from hurting their feelings and all of these if you and I want to be saved from a bad death. Now, a young man's kidneys stopped functioning, right? And he was admitted into the hospital. His state was so bad and his process, he was almost close to his death. He was in Sakrat, he was in the agonies of death. And terrifying voices would be heard from his mouth, from his nose, and his face would turn blue, and his eyes would pop out, and 2 days passed in this state. And these terrifying voices, they turned into frightening screams. Patients of the ward that were in that ward, they started to even run away. So he was shifted from that ward into another room that was at some distance from that ward. So his father asked the doctor that give him a poisonous injection so that he may die. We can't bear to see him in this state. And when asked that what is the reason behind this terrible state of his, the father said, and he replied, that he used to beat his mother in order to please his wife, and I used to stop him. So it seems as if he is getting punished for it. And 3 days later, he passed away in the same very state. Allahu Akbar. All of these narrations, Deeds of Madinah, are showing us the consequences for disobeying one's parents. It starts in this world. It occurs in this world. A person sees the consequences for it in this world. Like Sayyidina Thabit Bunani rahimahullah, he says that a person was hitting his father, was beating his father at a certain place, and people, they reproached him saying that, "What is this?" And upon this the father said that, "Leave him." Why? Because I also used to hit my father at this same place, and that's why my son today, he is also hitting me at this very same place. And this is the revenge of the very same action. Do not reproach him. Allahu Akbar. So the views of Madani channel, you see how severe the consequences are for disobeying one's parents. That's why it's important that even in old age, they need medication. Sometimes they need to go for an outing. Then we should make it a priority to make them happy, to fulfill their desire, their lawful desires. And by this you would see that you would have barakah, you would have blessings in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter as well. You know, there was a story of a father and his son who grew up to be quite big, perhaps maybe in his early 20s. And the father, of course, he was elderly. So they go to a park. And the father and son both are happy. They go to a park, they sit down, and the father had a ball with him. So he takes the ball and he throws it. The ball, it rolls down the hill. So the son, in his 20s somewhat around there, happily he goes, he gets the ball, and he comes and gives it to his father. And after some time, the father throws the ball again. The son goes and fetches it, comes back, gives it to his father. And like this, it continued several times until eventually the son got agitated. The son got upset and angry at his father. When he went to get the ball, he brought it back. He told his father, "What is this? Why are you throwing the ball so many times down the hill? When I'm going to fetch it, I'm coming to give it to you, and still you're throwing it down?" So the son, he was upset, he was agitated, and the word that he was saying to his father, the way he took off with his father, the father got hurt by that. So the father said that, you know, when you were small, when you were little, I brought you to the same spot, to the same park, the same place, and you were little at that time. You would take the ball and you would throw it down. And I used to go and fetch it for you. I used to bring it to you. Then you should take it again, throw it. I used to go again, fetch the ball, come and give it to you. And you did this more times than I have done now. And when I went to get that ball for you, I went to get it only to see that smile on your face, only to see that laughter that you had, that happiness, the joy that was apparent on your face. And today, I am old, and I'm doing the same thing. You getting upset with me. You getting agitated with me. So the story, this lesson series of Madhini Channel, it tells you and I that at times, when parents get old, and we need to understand them, we need to have empathy, we need to feel what they are going through. Put yourself in their shoes. And when you do that, when you have that, then you would see how easily it becomes to understand them. And most importantly for you and I to have patience. Yes, because as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that they, our parents, are either our hell or our Jannah. Jannah or Jahannam. They become our Jannah if they are pleased with us, and our Jahannam if they are displeased with us. We need to make every effort in loving them, respecting them, and obeying them. You know, a person once said to his father, and this statement is such an eye-opener, that it goes to show the harms of not giving an Islamic upbringing to our children. So this person, he said to his father, that you wasted me in my childhood by not providing me with the proper tarbiyah. Now, I will waste you in your old age. Now, although it was not right at all for him to say this to his father, but the father needs to contemplate over it. Now, they say what goes around, it comes around. What you sow is what you're going to reap. This is really, really important that we need to take in the consideration of bringing up our children in the correct manner, according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.